You can also bypass visualization temporarily and use the imagination at first, but later clothe the imagination with desire to bring it into focus through visualization. Finally, you can also use the formless worlds by casting a seed thought into this reality. This seed thought would be centered around what you want to accomplish in meditation. If done successfully, the essence from this higher world will send you ideas and inspiration that will enable you to fulfill your desire. Part 3. Remember to work on building your room, even if you had difficulty in seeing all the steps in getting there. You can fill in the steps later, but it is important that all of us see ourselves in our own private holy space and manifest everything in there that we desire for our comfort and for service. In our last step, we sense the presence of others in the group in adjoining rooms. These members may be a little in the future, perhaps they have not arrived in their space yet, but they are present and available nonetheless. Now you begin to sense that there is one person in particular of the opposite sex or polarity that will be a working partner for you. This may or may not be a mate or romantic partner. Whether romance is involved or not, the person will definitely be someone who complements you in energy and is willing to blend with you in the purpose of service. This person may be in our present group, or he or she may come in the group in the near future, but even if he or she is not with us yet, the entity can be with us in the higher spheres. See yourself going to one of the glowing walls and placing your hands on them. As you do, you feel a warm vibration and sense that your partner is doing the same thing on the other side and is also feeling your vibration. You do not see your partner at this present time, but you find it immensely interesting to bask in his or her vibration, and as you do, you try and visualize who this person may be and when you will meet. You find that by just touching the wall and feeling the vibration, you sense more about this person than you ever did on the physical plane. Part 4. You have been touching the wall of your room and your counterpart is on the other side. Now see that the wall is disappearing and your partner is standing before you. You may or may not see who this is, but you will sense his or her vibration. You proceed toward this person and give them a hug, and as you do, the vibration of love is greatly increased. Close your eyes and bask in this joyous feeling for a moment. As you do, it almost seems like you are so close that you are in one body together. Now you draw back and the wall comes up again, but the feeling of union remains. You know you can remove the wall anytime you want now, but for the present, the wall is a means of focusing your attention on the next step. Until you receive that next step, contemplate on the idea that you seem to be alone, but that you are not alone. Contemplate the phrase isolated unity. Part 5. The perfect being. Now you are in your room relaxing, enjoying the lingering presence of your partner, and you sense a vibration from the other side of the wall in the opposite direction. This vibration gets your attention because it seems to be of a very high order. You go over to the wall and put your hands on it, and you sense that a being of great perfection is on the other side. You sense great love, intelligence and feeling, and part of you very much desires an encounter with this person, and part of you is a little nervous because the vibration is so high, possibly beyond that of a master. Nevertheless, you sense that communing with this entity is something you are supposed to do, and you give a mental command for the wall to come down. The wall seems to evaporate slowly, and the image of this person also materializes slowly. You are glad because the glory of this being is so great it takes a minute for your eyes and your senses to adjust. At first, the countenance of this person is a brilliant white, but as you adjust, he/she seems to look like a normal human being, but with great beauty and perfection. You look at this person and he/she seems familiar, but you can't seem to put your finger on it until you look in the eyes. As you look in the eyes, you realize that you do know this personage and you know him or her very well. This person is you, but not you from the present. Instead, it is you from the far future, a you who has reached relative perfection and has made a journey back into the far past to give you guidance. He/she knows and remembers you well, and is acutely aware of every problem you presently have and will have in this life. He/she knows this is an important life for you, and wants to give you some advice and answer any questions you have. Your next assignment is to listen to the advice your future self has for you, and then you can ask any questions you desire. Try and ask 3 questions. If you have 3 questions, this person from the future will consider it worthwhile to visit you again. A special room behind the third wall is a special room that allows you to contact friends and relatives who have died, as well as other interesting acquaintances from your distant past who are not incarnated at the present time. Use your will to cause the third wall to come down and enter this room and sit and contemplate your friends, associates and ancestors who have gone on before you. You may be surprised at who will show up to converse with you. A student asks, "I have a quick question concern. Don't get me wrong here, the idea of seeing myself in the future would be wonderful. I would like to see how things turn out, and how I become. On the other hand, what good does it do for my future self to come and give advice to my present self? Let me try and clarify why I ask this. Let's say my present self decides to go visit a lesser evolved past self in NJ today. Personally, I doubt that anything I say to that past self will change the way things are now. It makes it kind of pointless to go back and discuss anything with my past self, doesn't it? So, why would my future self waste his time speaking to me? Let me say just a couple of things about time travel. To travel in time, you have to move beyond the physical. This is fortunate, otherwise it would open the possibility for a Nazi to go back and help Hitler win the war. We cannot change the literal past, but we can change the effects of the past so a certain negative event in the past is changed so it is no longer negative to us. Calling forth your future self does not change the past, because your calling him forth is a part of his history, as well as anything he tells you. Also keep this in mind. Your far future self has complete oneness with God and lives beyond the normal rules of time and space. This being has abilities beyond that which we can imagine. Normally he has to be invoked, but he can make an appearance in any past time, when the entity is open to instruction, but this is the exception. Fortunately, the Dark Brothers are very limited in using time travel, and the Brotherhood of Light basically practice non-interference, so time is quite a stable quantity. Our past lives of lower evolution never call out to the future self, and only have a dim sense of it at best. A person has to reach a degree of soul contact before there can be communication between the past and the future. When this happens, the will of God is followed and no change in that will takes place. There has to be a reasonable and open belief in the possibility of this future self for this meditation to work, but those who accept it and give it a try may be pleasantly surprised at the results. No, your future self will not give you winning lottery numbers. He doesn't even know what they are, nor does he want to know. He will only come to help you work with your own strengths, and achieving power to obtain money through the normal use of law is something we all have to learn one time or another. We have now looked through 2 of the walls. What do you suppose is on the other side of the third wall? With visualization of female power, you can see what is already created out of more refined matter, or images that are presented to your consciousness by a higher part of yourself or some inner teacher. With imagination of male power, you create and manipulate more refined matter and mold it according to your desires or the instructions of your higher self. Once a thing is properly created through imagination, then it exists independently in higher vibration and can be seen by a person with good powers of visualization. Then too, he who successfully creates with imagination gains greater power to visualize when that which is created has a life of its own. If you cannot visualize all the steps in getting to the New Jerusalem, do not let that stop you from concentrating on creating your room. You can backtrack later and get down the rest of the visualization. It is fine that you put a window in your room, and it doesn't matter where it is. Decorate your room however you like it. When you want to contact your partner, you can keep the window there, or make it disappear, and replace it with a regular wall if you want. The important thing is that you start creating in your room, and that you start with the energy that comes easy for you, whether it be visualization or imagination. We will need both these male and female powers to create the intended baby here. We need imagination to create the form and visualization to hold the form together. If you have to create and put in details by using your imagination, go ahead. This is the start of a creative process that can construct images that the female power to visualize can see and experience. The only thing in this visualization that is already in existence is the New Jerusalem you see from the outside, and the Master you meet inside. From the starting point of your room, you will assist in the creation of a mansion in the Father's house. Jesus said, "In my Father's house there are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you." John 14:2. Not only can the Master prepare a place for us, but we can participate in preparing one for ourselves and others. If we are to become sons and daughters of God, we must also learn to prepare a place. Each time you visualize or imagine the meditation, you do not have to take the journey from the beginning. Once you get the essence of your room down, you can see yourself instantly transported there as you begin the meditation. Part 6. Do some more work on the three walls covered so far, and trust me for the moment on the future self. It may sound fantastic, but let me assure you that you have one and certain types of contact are possible. After making a review of the three walls, concentrate on the fourth wall. On the other side are at least 24 others doing the same meditation, 12 male and 12 female. Some of these 24 may be doing the meditation a little in the future, but nevertheless, you sense at least 24, but more is okay. As you begin to sense the presence of these people, the wall fades away and you walk toward them and join them in an unbroken circle. Part 7. The circle alternates with male-female, male-female. Next to you is your partner. It could be your partner you sensed on the other side of the wall, or it could be a working partner. It does not matter, for there is total acceptance and spiritual love throughout the group. You sense a spiritual equality throughout the group, for the spiritual energy circulates freely among us all. Now as a group we say the first verse of the song of the 144,000. When we say the sentence, "And wherever we will the light to descend," the group then wills light to descend in the middle of the circle. As you exercise your will to manifest light, you sense the combined will of the group joining into a will of great power, and you see a visible expanding circle of light manifesting in the center. As you witness this light expanding, the group says the second verse. As the words, "And wherever we will the love to be inflamed," are said, you see within the growing light the image of Christ beginning to manifest with greater and greater clarity. You sense within him a power of light and love that we can only wish for upon the physical plane. Next we say, "We thank you, Father, that you are in us and we are in you." Suddenly, you are no longer in the circle, but you are in the middle.